Hi, I'm here at the Fletcher Summer Institute for the Advanced Study of Nonviolent Conflict. I'm speaking with Dalia Al-Ruby and Ellen Chadamana. And I'm wondering, we just saw Jack's presentation on the core dynamics of civil resistance, and wondering what are some of your takeaways and reflections on his presentation? Dalia, we'll start with you.
Okay. Well, to start with, I think it's really interesting, the whole overview perspective of it, but I'm yet to see how the challenges that are faced with more authoritarian regimes, especially as the ones that we're talking about in the lecture about, for example, in Sudan or in Zimbabwe, it is an extreme case of violence, that is the reaction of violence even to the simplest civil resistance movements. How to actually be not just creative, but to change the mindset of people so that they're more involved in it, and so that they feel to break that fear barrier. I think that it's one thing to change a policy or to change a you know, one set of law or whatever, but it's another to actually change it, the whole government. And I think when you change a government, there are other things like, you know, the perspective of what's going to happen, what the alternatives are, the chaos that will be resulting from these type of movements. So maybe because it's the introductory one, there'll be more detail about it, but I expect that, you know, a bit more detail on how to deal with bigger dictatorships that are really more militant than the normal mainstream.
Mm-hmm. And Ellen, what did you think?
I think the whole discussion was quite interesting for me, and like Dalia is saying about our countries, that there's so much political violence going on and stuff, and at the end of the day, I think I'd love to really know how you would define a non-strategic action and what you call, I want to know how then you say it's successful. Mm. Okay, is it successful? Because here I am, I can plan to say, okay guys, this is what we're going to do, and just the fact that I've put the message across to people and still nothing has happened, is that successful? You know, people are being beaten and people die in the midst of everything. Is that successful? I want to know more about it. I really need to. I still have questions, and I probably need answers at the end of the day.
Great, thanks. Well, hopefully we'll get to discuss some of these questions that you raised. But thanks for speaking with me.
Thank you.